The Christmas story is a fulfillment of an ancient promise. A promise that God has given to His people hundreds of years ago bago ito na sa katuparan. This promise was given during a very, very dark season sa life ng mga anak ng Diyos. During this dark season, God calls them to trust Him. God calls him to trust His promises. Alam po ba ninyo na ang Panginoon po ay nabibigyan po ng kaluwalhatian kapag tayo ay lubusan nagtitiwala sa Kanya? Kapag tayo ay tunay na nagdedepende at umaasa sa Kanya, nagkakaroon po siya ng kagalakan. Well, Pastor, madali po yan. Madali yan kapag tayo ay nasa mabuting kalagayan. Madali yan kapag tayo ay nasa kasaganahan ng buhay. Pero, paano kung hindi? Paano kung tayo ay may kinakaharap na suliranin sa ating buhay? Paano kung tayo ay namomorblema sa sitwasyon natin ngayon? Paano kung nanganganib ang ating kalusugan? Nanganganib ang ating trabaho? Nanganganib ang ating mga bagay na pinahahalagahan. Will you trust God? Will you trust His promises? Will you trust His word? Throughout the Christmas story, we learn that God is a promise-keeping God. That's why we can trust Him. God is a promise-keeping God. That is why we can trust Him. Si Joseph at Mary, okay, ay nalagay sa isang sitwasyon na that really, really needed trusting the Lord. Nalagay po sila sa isang alanganin na sitwasyon. His promises, nung time na yon na sila po ay magpapakasal, ay nalagay po sila sa sitwasyon na hindi nila nauunawaan. Si Mary at Joseph ay pareho silang excited sa parating na pag-iisang dibdib po nila. Everyone knows about it. Kanilang mga kamag-anak, kapitbayan, everybody were anticipating it. Hanggang isang gabi, si Anghel Gabriel ay dumalaw kay Maria at may isang hindi ordinaryong mensahe na nagmumula kay Yahweh na ibinigay sa kanya. At ito ang mensahe na yon. Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 32. You will receive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Hindi nagtagal, pinarating kagad ni Mary kay Joseph yung kanyang natuklasan, yung kanyang sitwasyon na siya'y buntes. Can you feel the tension right there? Sinabi ni Mary lahat ng kanyang narinig at sinabi niyang, Joseph, buntis ako, galing sa Holy Spirit. Kung ikaw, si Joseph, at narinig mo yon, at itong babae ng pakakasalan mo at sinabi niya siya'y buntis and hindi sa'yo, ano mararamdaman mo? Of course, hindi ito pinaniwalaan ni Joseph. Kahit anong paliwanag na gawin ni Maria na ito'y galing sa banal na Espiritu. Para kay Joseph, siya ay nagtaksil. Siya ay hindi tapat. Yung batang sa sinapupunan mo ay hindi sa akin at ito'y galing sa ibang lalaki. Pinag-isipan niyang mabuti na hindi na matuloy yung kasal. Ayaw na niya ituloy. Pinagbulay-bulayan po niya na kailangan siguro iwanan ko na siya habang maaga pa. Hanggang may bumisita rin sa kanya. Yung pinaka-anghel na nagsabi kay Maria ay siya rin nagsabi kay Joseph sa Matthew 1:19. Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. What a drastic change of plans! They were afraid. They were anxious, and they do not know what the future holds. Biglang nabago yung plano nila eh. Will they trust the word of God? Will they trust the promises of God? Maybe you're here today and maybe you're in a similar situation. Pareho ni Mary at Joseph ngayong oras na ito. You don't know what your future holds dito sa Dubai. Tagal ka na rito? Bago ka lang dito? Bumibisita ka lang dito? You feel that there's no hope sa Philippines kung uuwi ka? Maybe dito ang pag-asa. And you're afraid. Kasi nandun yung pamilya mo. You're anxious. And you just don't know what to do. And here you are with us hearing this as if God is speaking directly to you. Bago natin alamin kung paano tumugon si Joseph and Mary, I'd like to bring you back to the past. If I have a time machine right here, I would like to invite you to come with me and go back 700 years back. Back from the time na binigay yung anunsyo na ito. Okay? At titignan natin kung paano nagsimula itong promise na ito. Okay? This promise nung 700 years ago made no sense sa mga taong pinagbigyan ng promise na ito. And I'd like to invite you to turn back to the past by turning your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 7. Or swipe your Bibles. And if you don't have your Bibles, that's okay. Because we have put it up in the screens and it's in your bulletins. As you go there, let me give you a little bit of contextual background. God has chosen the nation of Israel and set them apart from the other nations. Pinili niya yung nation ng Israel. He made a family covenant with this people and promised to bless them. Through them, the nations will be blessed. All throughout Israel's history, God provided for them. God protected them. God had guided them. Bagamat madalas po sila maging pasaway at rebelde, God was faithful to them. He had set them free from the slavery of Egypt and brought them to a prosperous land and gave them a king. A king after his own heart na ang pangalan ay si David. There were peace and prosperity during the reign of King David up to his son na kung saan naging hari rin na ang pangalan ay si Solomon. When King Solomon died, the kingdom of Israel was split into two different kingdoms. Nagkaroon po ng mga conspiracy sa loob. Nagkaroon ng gulo. It was split. So nangyari ang propesya na darating ang Messiah nung time na nakahiwalay na ang kingdom. The northern kingdom is called Israel. After ng split, lahat ng maging hari sa northern kingdom, lahat ay masasama. Wala ni isang matuwid, walang matapat. Pagdating naman sa southern kingdom, or itinatawag ng kingdom ng Judah, na kung saan ang capital is Israel, yeah, may mga ilang tapat na hari, tapat kay Yahweh, but bukod doon is lahat ay naging masama. During Isaiah chapter 7, ang hari ng northern kingdom, ang pangalan niya si Pekah, King Pekah. Sa southern kingdom, ang pangalan ng hari noong time na yon is si King Ahaz. Okay? Now, let me give yung issue sa inyo during this time sa Isaiah chapter 7. So what we're trying to do is I'm just trying to, you know, share a story sa inyo from the Bible and I want you to hang along with me as I go through it. Now, ito pong sitwasyon. Si Haring Pekah ng Israel at ang hari ng Syria na ang pangalan ay si Rezin ay nag-join forces. Nag-join forces sila para paglabanan ang Assyria. Now, ano yung Assyria? Assyria is not just a nation. It is a superpower. Sila po yung time na yon ang pinaka-powerful empire sa kanilang lugar. Nobody messes with the Assyrians kasi sila yung ultimate power. So, nagsama ang king ng Syria at saka king ng Israel para makipagdigmaan sa hari ng Assyria. Now, the king of Pekah at saka si King Pekah at saka si King Rezin ay sumulot ng liham. He wrote a letter to the king of Judah. Sinulatan ng dalawang hari na to si King Ahaz. At yung nakalagay po sa letter na to is this.
Let's form an alliance. Sumama ka na sa amin at makipagdigmaan tayo sa kaharian na ito para hindi tayo ubusin. Tatlo lang ang options ni King Ahaz. Alright, tatlong options lang. Unang option, kung sasali ang hari na ito sa dalawang hari na nag-iimbita sa kanya at silang tatlo ay nakipagdigmaan sa Assyria, siguradong patay lahat sila. Hindi nila kaya ang powers nun. Second option, sa isip ni King Ahaz, paano kung tanggihan ko na lang sila? Sabi na, hindi ako pwede. Ito ang mangyayari dyan. Magsasani puwersa yung dalawang hari na yon at papatayin siya. Yun po ang mangyayari. But there's a third option. And the third option is this. Trust God. That's the third option. Trust God. Now, may problema si Ahaz ron sa third option. King Ahaz was a wicked king. Masamang hari ito, itong mamang ito. He abandoned God's law way, way behind, years ago. He always turned to pagan gods at hindi ho kay Yahweh. Siya ay nagsay yung hari na nag-set up ng mga idols sa buong land ng Judah at Jerusalem. At sinamba ang mga iba't ibang klaseng Diyos-Diyosan. Pinag-utos niya sa mga tao niya. Ito yung hari na kung saan sinacrifice niya yung anak niyang lalaki sa Diyos-Diyosan. Pinapatay niya para as a form of sacrifice. He is so wicked that when he died, hindi siya nilibing kasama ng mga hari ng mga Israel. Hindi siya kinikilala bilang hari. Ganun ho siya kasama, ganun siya ka-hated ng tao. Isa pa, he was not used to trust God. Hindi siya sanay na magtiwala sa Panginoon. I was thinking about that part, hindi sanay magtiwala sa Panginoon. That's this king. What some of the kings in Judah mostly ang ginagawa sa sitwasyon na naiipit na sila, they go to the temple of the Lord, they prostrate themselves in front of the altar and cry out for help kay Yahweh. Oh, but not this king. Hindi itong hari na ito. He trusted his own wicked schemes and he trusted yung kanyang sariling diskarte. And now, siya po ay naipit sa isang very difficult situation, hindi na niya alam ang gagawin niya. He seems to be running out of options. Friends, are you in a difficult situation right now? And you are still trusting in your own schemes and wisdom and not kay God? Ano option ang pinili ni Ahaz kung ganon? What option did he choose? King Ahaz took his chances, sent the message back kay King Pekah at saka kay King Rezin, at ang sinabi niya, salamat sa imbitasyon, pero hindi na lang. Sige, kung gusto niyo magpakamatay, kayo na ang tumuloy, basta kami hindi kami sasama. So, sa ating inaasahan, ang dalawang northern kingdoms na ito, inatake yung buong kaharian ng Judah. At ang nangyari ho, kapag napatay, ang plano nila ganito eh, pag napatay ng dalawang hari na ito, si King Ahaz, maglalagay sila ng isa pang hari na kung saan tauhan nila, at yung hari na yun ay magiging puppet king na kung saan susunod sa kagustuhan. Yun ang plano nila. Yung situation na ito ay hindi ganong kagaan. Kasi makikita sa Isaiah chapter 7 verse 2 yung reaction nila. Let me read it to you. When the house of David, si King Pekah to, at yung Jerusalem in Judah, when the house of David was told, Syria is in league with Ephraim, the heart of Ahaz and the heart of his people shook as the trees of the forest shake before the wind. That's an imagery. Na ang ibig sabihin, nangangatog sila sa takot. Have you ever experienced yung nanginginig ka sa takot? That's exactly ang nangyayari ng hindi lang isang tao, ng buong sambayanan sa Juda. In the middle of this dark, chaotic, and confusing situation, God sent His prophet to proclaim His promise and give hope to His people. Nagpadala siya ng propeta. At makikita yan sa Isaiah chapter 7, verse 3. God sent the prophet Isaiah along with his son, Sheher Jashub, to meet King Ahaz. Sinama niya si Sheher Jashub kasama si Isaiah. Now, the reason why I mention those names, kasi napaka-importante po sa situation na ito. Nandun malapit sa aqueduct mismo, si King Ahaz, sinecheck kung okay pa ba yung supplies ng tubig, okay pa ba yung mga ano, kasi sugurin na tayo. Doon nagpakita ang propetang Isaiah at ang kanyang anak. Now, what's interesting is this. When, you know what Isaiah means? Isaiah means the Lord saves. The Lord saves. At ang pangalan naman ng kanyang anak, Sheer Jashub, means a remnant shall return. In short, yung pangalan ng kanyang anak, in the Hebrew, means it is going to be God's judgment sa Judah. God will disperse them, pero may hope because God, yung mga natitira, ay balang ibabalik na sa promised land. So Isaiah, Sheer Jashub, yung mga pangalan na ito, is a living visual aid kay King Pekah to communicate that God is still faithful sa kanya and to Judah, kahit ganun na yung nangyayari. This very presence were a reminder to King Ahaz of God's capability of preserving His people in times ng kaguluhan. Pangalan pa lang ho yun. Itong message ng Panginoon na dala ni Ahaz, na galing sa Panginoon para ni Isaiah para kay Ahaz. Makikita po siya sa verse 4. And here's the message. Remember, nangangatog sa takot na ito si Ahaz, di ba? So here's the message. Verse 4, be careful, be quiet, do not fear, and do not let your heart be faint because of these two smoldering stumps of firebrands. At their fierce anger of Rezin and Syria and the son of Remaliah. In short, God was saying, teka, kul ka lang, huwag kang masindak sa dalawang kaharian na ito. And he used an imagery dito. Na kung saan, yung mga yan, para mga punong kahoy lang yan. Na madaling lamunin ng apoy sa akin. I was trying to think about a better illustration. Alam mo yung posporo? Pag sinindihan mo yung posporo, sunugagad. Ganun ang tingin ng Panginoon sa dalawang kaharian na yon. Mabilis masunod sa akin. Huwag kang matakot. Cool ka lang. That's the message. Verse 5 to 9. God said, ito ang message sa Panginoon, kasi within 65 years, the northern kingdom of Israel at saka yung Syria ay mawawala na. Uubusin ko sila. In fact, pagkalipas ng dalawang taon, papatayin ko yung dalawang hari na yan. Kaya huwag ka na matakot. Huwag kayong mag-alala. I am in control, ang sabi ni Yahweh. God was assuring King Ahaz na mga tiga-norting ito will not destroy you. I will destroy them. This was a wonderful news. Pag narinig mo yung galing sa propeta ng Panginoon, di ba? Kung ikaw yung hari, narinig mo yun, praise God, ililigtas tayo. Di ba? This should be a glorious news. They should be celebrating yung mga time na yun. Because God is a promise-keeping God and He can trust Him. Pero nagbigay ng babala si Isaiah sa verse 9. If you are not firm in your faith, Ahaz, you will not be firm at all. Babasahin ko siya sa wikang Tagalog, sa Magandang Balita Biblia. Ikaw ay mabubuwal kapag hindi naging matatag ang inyong pananalig sa Diyos. I gave you that promise, I will fulfill it, but I'll give you another promise. Kapag hindi mo ko pinagkatiwalaan, itataob kita. Yun ang stress niya sa Hebrew. I will cause you to fall. At hinamon pa niya si King Ahaz para sigurado. O sige, gusto mo maging sigurado? O sige, ganito. Ask for a sign. Para malaman mo, para magtiwala ka lalo sa amin, sa Panginoon, na mangyayari ang lahat na ito sa kaaway mo, ask for a sign. Hingi ka ng tanda. Sabi yan sa verse 11 and chapter 7. Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol and as high as heaven. God is asking him, ask the impossible. For you to have confidence sa akin, sige, humingi ka ng tanda. Humingi ka ng palatandaan. Ask for a sign. Para mas maganda, ask for the impossible. So King Ahaz responded this way. Verse 12, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. Nax, nung binabasa ko yan. It sounds a little bit spiritual. Wow, hindi raw niya susubukin ng Panginoon. Well, it's because yung term na ginamit ni Ahaz goes back to Exodus chapter 17. Nung nasa wilderness ang buong first generation Israel, they tested God sa masa. Nag-rebel din sa Panginoon. That's why yung first generation of Israel hindi nakarating ng promised land. And here he comes trying to sound spiritual. I will not test the Lord. But ito maganda rito, hindi mo pwede lukuhin ng Diyos eh. Kahit magtunog spiritual tayo, hindi natin pwede lukuhin ng Diyos. Nakikita niya tayo eh. God knows that King Ahaz was just being deceitful. Ito pong dahilan. Now, babiyahe ulit tayo, no? So, nandito tayo 700 years simula nung prophet. Babiyahe pa tayo mga ilang buwan. 2 Kings chapter 6, 16 verse 7 to 8. Ito yung parallel passage ng Isaiah 7. Ito yung tunay na nangyari kung bakit ganito ang sagot niya. So, let me read to you. At ito yung option niya. Hindi yung tatlo, ito yung option niya. So, Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. Aba, nagpadala ng messenger sa Assyria. I am your servant and your son. Come up and rescue me from the hand of the king of Syria and from the hand of king of Israel, who are attacking me. Ahaz also took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord and the treasure of the king's house and sent presents to the king of Assyria. So anong ginawa naman? Gumawa siya na sarili niyang option. Ang option niya, tinanggihan niya kasi may tinakbuhan na siya. Yung mismong kinakatakutan ng lahat ng tinakbuhan niya. Kinuha niya yung mga kayamanan sa temple ng Panginoon. In short, ninakaw niya at binigay niya bilang regalo. At saka actually, suhol yun. Sinusuhulan niya yung hari ng Assyria. O sir, baka pwede naman. Pwede na siguro ito. Huwag mo lang kami pa. Huwag mo kayo tabi. Pero baka may kaaway kami. Baka pwede niyo kaming tulungan. Kasi kami ang inyong lingkod. So it was a sellout. God promised him salvation, but King Ahaz rejected the offer and trusted the promised protection of King Assyria, of the king of Assyria. Alam mo kapatid, kung intindihin natin ito, medyo dapat nakaka-relate tayo dito sa part na to. And here's my question. What promises did Dubai offer you? What promises did Dubai offer you for your happiness? What promises did Dubai offer you for your success? For your security? What pressures ang hinaharap mo ngayon dahil you're trying to reach for these happiness? Maybe you're here today, malayo ka sa asawa mo. And somehow, to fulfill such happiness, you involve yourself to a person who is taking notice of you. Gusto mo maging successful sa trabaho? And did everything para mapansin ka sa employer mo? And you even compromise. Ginawa mo lahat, pati tapakan ng ibang tao, pati magsinungaling, pati magnakaw, just to get that promotion, just to get that attention. Why? Because I want to be happy. I want to be successful. What promises did Dubai offer you? What are you trusting in Dubai right now? When we put our trust in the wrong things, mga kapatid, hindi tayo matitigil sa pag-alala. Hindi tayo matitigil dahil lahat ng mga bagay dito sa mundo ay temporal, nananakaw, nabubulok, namamatay. Ang mga bagay sa mga mundo rito can betray us, can leave us, can disappoint us, can cheat on us. Everything in this world is temporal. At anong kailangan natin gawin upang ma-attain yung mga gusto natin? Ang gagawin po natin is this. Kokontrolin natin. Para mapunta sa atin. Para mamanatili yung favor sa atin, we will control yung mga relationships natin. We will control yung ating mga anak. We will control yung ating mga asawa. We will control yung mga tao natin. We will control our health. The point is this, Ahaz was trying to take control. Samantalang God offered a means of salvation para sa kanya. Hindi nagustuhan ng Panginoon ang ginawa ni Ahaz. Isaiah now tells King Ahaz that God will give the sign himself. Look, ayaw mo mangin ng sign, ayaw mo ng sign, then guess what? I will give you a sign. You didn't ask for a sign, I will give it to you. You don't want to see God's awesome power, I will show you my awesome power. If you don't want to be my God, I will still be your God. Because I am the God of Israel.
Bakit? Ba't ganun na lang ka-agresibo ang Panginoon?
Because God made a covenant to Israel years ago and said that you are my chosen race. You will be my people and I will be my God. Remember that? He is holding on to His promises sa Judah kahit hindi ito faithful. This is not conditional. This is God's sovereign will. But Ahaz snubbed him, relied on Assyria's resources and rescue rather than God's refuge. If you do not want a sign, I will give you a sign. At eto yung sign na ito. Are you ready? Remember, sa akodak sila, nanginginig sila sa takot. The prophet is trying to convince them that God will take care of it, pero ayaw niyo maniwala. Ayaw mo humingin ng sign, God will give. And here's the sign. Verse 14. Behold, the virgin shall conceive.
Ah! Dito pala yun.
And bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be destroyed.
Ano ibig sabihin nito?
Now, many theologians believe that this is a typological fulfillment. I'm going to use a little bit big words dito. It means there is an immediate at saka long-term fulfillment itong promise na ito. O yung tinatawag na double fulfillment. Sa immediate fulfillment, kaya sa immediate, kasi paano kapakipakinabang yung promise na yan sa panahon namin? Dito, sabi ni Ahaz. Sa nalalapit na panahon, mayroon isang batang lalaki ang ipapanganak na parang magsisilbing Emmanuel o ang presensya ng Panginoon ay nasa kanya. Many theologians believe na ito po ay ang anak ni Isaiah. At makikita niyo po yan sa Isaiah chapter 8 verses 1 to 4. Na ang pangaran ay Maher-Shalal-Hash-Baz. Maher-Shalal-Hash-Baz, which means quick to plunder, swift to spoil. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng pangalan niya. Quick to plunder, quick to spoil. Bakit? Because it points to the destruction ng dalawang kingdom na ito. That God will quickly destroy them. God will quickly plunder yung dalawang kaharian na ito. And He will put them to spoil. Sisirain niya, wawasakin niya yung kaharian. So yun ang pangalan, Maher-Shalal-Hash-Baz. So yun yung immediate fulfillment. Bago pa matuto ang batang ito, bago siya matuto kung ano yung tama at mali, bago niya masabing salitang mommy at daddy, makikita niyo lahat sa Isaiah 7 and 8. Ito ang mangyayari. Ang Israel at Syria ay hindi na magtatagumpay sa kanilang military campaign. Gagamitin ng Panginoon ang Assyrians para wasakin ang kaharian ng dalawang mamang ito. Ito yung sinabi ng Panginoon, if you will not stand, you will not stand at all. Ahaz, dahil hindi ka nagtiwala sa pangako ko, yung pinaka kaharian na hiningi mo ng tulong, sila rin ang sasakop sa iyo. Yun ang ginawa ng Panginoon. So God fulfilled all His promise in this immediate context. His presence was indeed with them. It was fulfilled because God is a promise-keeping God. Nangyari po lahat to. But this promise also has a long-term fulfillment. Isaiah also points to another child. May isa pang child. A child that is born of a virgin. Kasi nabanggit siya sa verse 14. The word Alma is the Hebrew of virgin na ang ibig sabihin a young woman of marriageable age. Isang batang babae na kung saan pwede na yung edad niya magpakasal, na kung saan wala pang sexual relationship with a man. Yun po ang ibig sabihin po nun. Now, sa immediate fulfillment, hindi ito pwede maging asawa ni Isaiah. Kasi, di ba, may isang anak siya, tapos may pangalawa siya. So this now is a promise Emmanuel that was described sa chapter 9 verse 6. Di-describe ko anong klaseng bata ito. And here it is. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And remember, this is Isaiah talking to Ahaz. The government shall be upon his shoulder. Uy, magiging hari. His name will be Wonderful Counselor. Of course, all kings are filled with counselors. But look at the next part. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, ang darating na hari, itong child na to, ay Diyos. So this means that this child will be born the Savior of God's people. And the question is, sino yon? Sino yung bata na ito? I'd like to now take you sa aking time machine and we will slowly go fast forward. And I want you to keep your attention with me. Kumuha kayo ng posporo, meron kami, ilagay ninyo sa mata ninyo para hindi ho bumabagsak. Nagbabiyahe ho tayo ng dahan-dahan. Ba't tayo tumatawa? Nagising ka na. Okay, time machine, ready? Ano nangyari pagkatapos nito? God fulfilled all His promises to the nation of Israel and Judah. Assyria attacked Israel, and after 12 years, Israel surrendered. So Assyria exported lahat ng mga iba-ibang lahi sa mismong kingdom ng Israel at yung kingdom na yun ay wala na. At ang tawag na lang sa lugar na yun ay Samaria. Punong-puno ng mga half-breed Jews na tao. 20 years after the Assyrians, there was a superpower empire na dumating. They marched at ang hari nila ay si King Hezekiah at ang pangalan nila ay the Babylonians. Pinakakinakakatakutan, walang mga moral ito. The Babylonians, with the leadership of Nebuchadnezzar, defeated yung malakas na power na Assyrians. Destroyed the wall of Jerusalem. Destroyed the temple of the Lord. They took the best and the brightest ng Judah. Kasama si Daniel. At yung tatlo niyang kabigan, si Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yun yun at dinala para maglingkod para kay Nebuchadnezzar. And they reign. Sila'y kinakatakutan. But after ilang years, there was another superpower nation na nag-rise up. At tinalo ang Babylonians. And they are the Persians. Persians. Oh, now we're familiar with the histories now. Yung Persians who ruled Judah for over 300 years. Ang pangalan na kanilang hari ay King of Kings. King of Kings. Can you move forward? I think this is the Persians. Okay. King of Kings. If you watch the movie 300, parang hindi nila nakuha talaga, pero that's the end. His name is Artaxerxes. Nasa Bible yon. Oh, really? Yes. Sila ang naging supreme power nung time na yon. But, years after, may mas malakas na empire na lumabas. Anong tawag sa kanila is yung Greece Empire. Led by Alexander the Great. Tinalo ang mga Persians. Nagtagal ba ang empire ng mga Greece, mga Greeks? No. Kasi may nagmamartsa ng isang empire na hindi nila kayang itaob at kinakatakutan ng lahat. And it's called the Roman Empire. Where Caesar is king. Does that make sense? They defeated the Greeks and conquered the world. The last book na isinulat sa Bible, sa Old Testament, is Malachi. After the book of Malachi, there was a 400 years of silence. Pag sinabing 400 years of silence, there were no angels na nangungusap. There were no dreams na nakikita. There were no visions. There were no prophets na pinadala ang Panginoon to His people. For 400 years, God did not speak. It was a dark age for God's people. Pastor, what happened to God's promise? What happened to the one called Emmanuel? Ano nangyari? God was totally black. Ano nangyari? Hindi kami makakita. Nakalimot na ba ang Panginoon sa kanyang pangako? 740 years later, Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 to 5. But when the fullness of time had come. I love this. God sent forth his son born of a woman. It was God's timetable to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. Luke chapter 1. Balik na tayo sa ating pinag-iwanan. Angel talking to Mary. At ito sinabi ng angel, Mary! Mary, you're that woman. You're that virgin who will bear the Savior of the world. They've been hearing this at synagogue. They've been hearing this sa kanilang mga instructors of the Lord na may virgin again. Hindi, if you were Mary, ako yun? Ako yun? Siyempre, hindi ganun ang reaction ni Joseph. Nalaman, di ba? Nalaman na buntis. The angel said to Joseph, who was about to divorce his faithful about-to-be wife. Etong sinabi niya. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Verse 23, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is the long-term prophecy promise fulfilled. Promise made, promise kept. Joseph and Mary trusted God's promise, and they obeyed, kahit hindi nila nauunawaan masyado. Friends, this is what Christmas is all about. God came in the flesh. God came down from heaven, took the form of a slave, a baby born boy, was born of a virgin, laid on a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And the angels sing glory to God in the highest. Yung kinakanta natin kanina, Emmanuel, God with us. But sometimes tayo, after ng Christmas, yung energy natin bumababa na, no? Ah, tapos na yung Pasko, ano yan, daming bayaran. That's how we treat the event itself. But you know, hindi nahihinto ang storya doon. But the story doesn't end here. He grew up as a man. Itong baby na ito, naging mama ito. Lived in perfect obedience to God the Father. He performed miracles and signs that he is the promised Emmanuel. Do you see what's happening here? But one night, one dark night, this Emmanuel was betrayed by a friend's kiss. Yung mga disciples niya nung gabi na yon, iniwanan siya. He was unjustly judged by evil men. He was whipped, beaten, mocked, ridiculed, stripped naked, crown of thorns. But he did not open his mouth. He did not fight back. He did not take revenge. Bakit? Because of the promise that he will save his people from their sins. Crucified him. It must happen kasi. It must happen for you. For all of the sins na nagawa mo and my sins na walang nakakaalam. Mga kasalanan na hanggang ngayon nagsastruggle ka. Pati yung kasalanan na hanggang ngayon ay gaharapin mo pa lang. Yung kasalanan na winawasak ng buhay mo, Christ died for our sins. Siya nagbayad nun, hindi tayo. On that cross, it was the darkest time of the light of the world. He bore the weight of our sins and was judged by God the Father in our place. The author of life was willing to give his life so that we could be ransomed. On the third day, he rose from the grave at tinalo ang kasalanan, kamatayan at ang kaaway. Jesus lived to die so that we might have life eternal. Friends, from his crowning glory in heaven, he was sent to the cradle. From the cradle, he marched towards the cross for the redemption of his people. Friends, the symbol of Christmas is not the colorful Christmas lights hanging on a tree, but it was the righteous man, the light of the world, who was nailed on the tree for our sins. Mga kapatid, tama na. Stop trusting on yourself na ayusin yung sitwasyon mo. Stop trusting on yourself na baguhin ang sarili mo. Stop trusting the promises that Dubai offers, because these things will never last. These things will never give you true joy. It will never give you true peace. It will never give you true security. It will never give you true prosperity. Trust in Christ's finished work on the cross. Kasi ito ang pangako. The promise is forgiveness of sins. Ang promise is freedom from the slavery of sin. Ito ang pangako, true lasting joy. Ito ang pangako, true lasting peace and true prosperity. Not here, kasi nawawala, but there. But also, true joy now. God promises that those who trust in Jesus and what he has done on the cross will be saved. God is a promise-keeping God, friends. You can trust him. He is a promise-keeping God. Matthew started his book, and I'm almost done here. Matthew started his book with a big announcement that the promise was fulfilled nung sinabi niya, God with us. Kung pupunta tayo sa last chapter ng Matthew, which is chapter 28, Jesus was already resurrected from the dead, at before siya mag-ascend sa heaven, ito yung sinabi niya sa verse 20, sa last part. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. What a sweet promise from Jesus to those of us na nagsastruggle ngayon. He never left you. He never have forsaken you. And if you're hearing the gospel right now, friends, repent from your sins. Put your faith in Christ's finished work on the cross for your salvation. But wait, there's more. Well, konti na lang. There is another promise. At itong promise na ito, dito magwawakas ang lahat ng problema natin sa buhay. At ano yung promise na yung pastor? May seminar ba niyan? Wala. But ito yung promise na ito. Revelation 22:20. From the mouth of Jesus, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Do you want to hear more about that? Next week, Brother Dexter will talk about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And it will be glorious. Another promise na hindi pa nasasakatuparan, but looking forward ako na makita.